It's not news.
Yes, as always, I'm joined by Shane Anderson for another rousing rendition of I Can't Believe It's Not New. Shane, how are you?
Hi, Nick. That theme song gets shorter every week. I don't know what's happening there.
It's really weird. It's almost like someone's fading it down. Look, a lot to unpack this week. What do you want to kick off with?
Look, it is really hard. This is a really difficult job. How am I supposed to determine what's news and what's not news in a week where secret government files are found in a secondhand cabinet in an op shop?
I know. I love it. I love it.
Cabinet files found in a cabinet.
Yeah.
It's driving me mad. I mean, look, that's actually not the biggest FOI scandal that happened this week.
So you might
think that secret government files revealing the inner workings of Parliament would be the biggest FOI news out there. But rest assured, this week, New South Wales Transport Minister Andrew Constance was revealed to have handpicked the name for now infamous New South Wales ferry, Ferry McFerryface.
I cannot get enough of this story. I cannot stop talking about it. I don't want to stop talking about it. I've made Jeff talk about it every single morning since it broke. I am in love with this.
It's a really scary story. So it was the pretense of a public vote. So the public were invited to vote on what they think the ferry should be named. And then Andrew Constance announced that the winner was Ferry McFerryface. But it wasn't.
Not even close.
It actually received 182 votes, whereas the winner scored over 2,000 votes. So this was hand chosen by telling the public that we had a choice. If that's not a metaphor for the current state of Australian politics, I don't know what is. It's very revealing.
It's very revealing. And I think my favourite thing about this is that we seem genuinely angry about this, and it's hilarious. Like, we've got a crumbling infrastructure, a public transport system in Sydney that can barely take us where we need to go. But oh no, the ferry naming is the hill we will die on.
Yeah, we found out this week that Scott Morrison tried to tell ASIO to slow down the asylum seeker applications of Nauru, which is shocking. But Ferry McFerryface.
And his ongoing insistence that it's for the kids.
Oh, yeah. So he said it was to entertain children over the summer holidays. But then now that it's the second day back of school. Oh, wait, hang on. It's Thursday. It's the fourth day back of school. My bad. He's renamed it instead after a children's author, which is alienating to the younger audiences. It's now called Mae Gibbs.
But also it might not be, because that might not actually fit the government's own rules for how these ferries were meant to be named.
Which tells you that even the people who write the terms and conditions don't read the terms and conditions.
This is just so good. It's for the kids, because, you know, kids love. They love two-year-old memes that everyone else had forgotten about. Kids love that so much.
It's literally just for the media attention of calling a ferry Ferry McFerryface. I can imagine an old government bureaucrat sitting there thinking, oh, my grandchildren will love this over the summer. They will Instagram the hashtags.
I think you just described exactly what went through Andrew Constance's head.
Ferry McFerryface in the bin.
In the bin. All right, we spent a lot of time on that. What's next?
I'll be quick with this one because, quite frankly, there's not that much to say about the super blue blood moon that happened last night. I didn't realise until this morning that it started in Sydney at 3:45 a.m.
Yeah.
Nick, did you see it this morning when you were heading to work?
Even if I was up, I couldn't because of the cloud cover.
All this build-up, every time there's a celestial event, we get headline upon headline about it's going to be amazing, like the tides are going to rise 2 metres, like fairies are going to descend from the atmosphere. And it's always, always a letdown, yet every time I buy into it and it stings me.
I'm going to gloss over the fairies will descend from the atmosphere because I don't know where we were going with that. Look, there's some nice photos coming out of WA, but eh?
Yeah, eh.
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 Next.
Oh, man. special mention quickly to last week we talked about the ads for the new Crocodile Dundee movie. That was a marketing strategy and they're still coming out this week.
Oh, still coming out.
But in TV news, it was actually read on the 2SER news that the Burnatomic dropped out of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Mm.
I want to throw every reality TV show event that becomes headline news into the dumpster. It's hard to feel sympathy for the aggressively pathetic breed of human that is Australian male tennis players. But I think this one might actually get me.
Yeah.
He's depressed.
He is.
And we're gawking at it.
We are.
He should be in the peak of his career, but he's not.
He's not doing well. And instead of actually thinking about how he could get some help, we're popping him on TV like
and
it's a performing monkey.
Laughing at him when he doesn't want to go upside down or something.
Yep.
It's kind of scary.
It's kind of scary. And at least they're going to double down by then getting an acknowledged homophobe on the show to be homophobic to people instead.
Much better.
Yeah.
Well, that will be not news next week.
Fantastic.
And also a rat showered like it was a human.
It may or may not have. I'm watching all the signs about this where people are like, actually, the rat was in significant pain.
Oh, I did not read that.
Yeah,
that's very depressing.
Yeah, it's really quite depressing
well,
stuff.
Well, I'm glad we didn't talk about
Let's
that.
Move on from shower rat. What should we have been paying attention to?
Yes. So this week it was revealed in a research paper that 3 out of 4 food delivery riders in Australia are earning less than the minimum wage. So 3/4 of those guys you see around cycling, delivering our food to us, aren't actually earning enough to get by.
That is shocking.
Some people were earning as low as $6.60 per hour.
Wow.
What's more, almost half of them had been injured in the course of doing their job. And when they asked how many hours people were working, because you do assume that the gig economy, they're just picking this up as a hobby when they've got a spare couple of hours.
That's meant to be the theory behind the gig economy.
A majority of people were doing this full time. So these are people who are bringing us food from our favorite restaurant through this fandangled new thing called the gig economy. And we're finding out more and more that this is only really benefiting the people who own the companies, because small businesses have already come out and said that Uber Eats doesn't benefit them. So to get your food delivered, you're ripping off your favorite restaurant and the person who brings you your food. We need to rethink this, I think.
We really do. I'd suggest that they should unionize, but we learnt last week that that doesn't make any difference whatsoever to whether you can have any bargaining power these days.
No right to protest.
Certainly not in New South Wales. Jane Anderson, what a depressing way to end it, but thank you.